Playing Cape Town's widest variety of music from the 80s to now. That is what we do right here on Smile 90.4 FM. But it is a Tuesday, which means we also speak to our resident tech guru, Mr. Tienus Janssen van Rensburg, because it's Tech Talk with Tienus.
How's it?
Welcome. Lovely to see you yet again. I know we speak about AI a lot.
We have to, though.
However, like you say, it is ubiquitous. It is all over. It is in everything. And now there's even further advancements in the video capabilities that AI has. Please explain a little bit more. Is it Google that is doing this to us?
It is Google. So we spoke a while back about Genie 2, which was their previous video generation tool.
Yes.
It was the first one that was able to create video and sound in the same model. So whether it's speech or environmental sounds, it could create a very detailed world. But again, they were limited to, you know, 30 seconds or 60 second clips. And that was very much targeted towards like the advertising industry that, you know, need 30 second ads. So those
and
kind of things.
Silly videos of Bigfoot talking on TikTok.
Yes, it's not been very productive for most people. It's been a fun tool, but that same tech is advancing very quickly, and they've just launched Genie 3, which is the new model, and they are calling it an AI world generator.
What?
So it creates world models, which is essentially a interactive live environment created fully by AI. So think about a video game, for example.
Yes.
When you're playing a game, all the parameters, all the graphics, everything around you has already been created by the developers, right? And it's not being generated by AI.
They've, in essence, created a world for you to be in.
Exactly. They've created what they're calling interactive 3D environments in real time. So you can move throughout it. And as you move to a new area or you turn a corner, everything you're seeing is being created live with the AI. And it's creating this massive world that you can keep exploring and going and going. And it is a fascinating tool. It, again, it's going to look at game development, but also educational tools, tourism, these kind of things.
Take your class to go and explore the pyramids of Giza. Like,
exactly.
These things, oh man,
yeah.
This is mind-blowing.
So it's fascinating because video games have these pre-made assets in 3D, right? That's in the gaming world. But these ones generate everything from scratch with a prompt. So you can say, create a world that has these characteristics and that I want to move through in this direction or on a plane or whatever. And you can actually direct the movement throughout this 3D world, and it creates everything in a live environment, in a 3D environment. It's fascinating.
Tienus, this also could be used as an invaluable training tool. Think about pilots who are training to fly, and a flight simulator that creates real-time simulations for you to practice in.
For the military, it's going to be a big tool
use.
No, it's fascinating. And Google is saying that you can now create longer play sessions. It has persistent memory. So if you're moving in one direction, it's creating everything in front of you. If you turn around, what it already created in the past is still going to be there. So it's got this kind of AI memory system as well. It's high fidelity, so it can run at 720p resolution at 24 frames per second. Which is
that's pretty good.
That is essentially video quality that, you know, we're used to as humans. All the other ones are, you know, 12 to maybe 15, 16 frames per second. So that's a massive step forward. And then there are promptable world events, which means that users can interact with the world by adding new characters or changing environmental conditions like the weather or anything else with a simple single prompt. It's going to be fascinating to explore these worlds.
So one of the drawbacks of technology is that we haven't developed a way for you to see my face right now. Well, they're cameras, but they're not on.
Or smell-o-vision.
My face. I am just, I can't. Like, it doesn't, every single week, it doesn't fail. Tienus comes in here, and then I have to get a new brain because he's changed it. He's, my goodness. We're obviously going to keep an eye on what happens with this one. Genie 3. Hey, Genie 4 could be around the corner, and who knows what the next developments
exactly.
could be. I mean, they could maybe create people from the past, and you could have a conversation with Nelson Mandela in your lounge or something crazy like that. Well, like I say, we'll keep an eye on it. Next week is Tech Talk with Tienus yet again. Catch us on a Tuesday right here on Smile 90.4 FM. I'll see you then, sir.
Thank you. See you then.